Thank you for calling customer services. This is Haley. How may I help you?
Hello, Haley. Who are you with?
Customer service.
With who?
Yes, ma'am. So we are a third party customer service. So we do handle lots of product and companies.
Okay. All righty. This is what I'm calling. In my bank account, there was a debit yesterday on March the 21st, 2021,
yes,
made
ma'am.
By a company called Clean Balance Green Health for $69.97, and I want to know what that's for and who that is.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So what I can go ahead and do for you, I do apologize. I do have the hiccups. But if I can get your postal code, I can locate your account.
Uh-huh. 77358.
Yes, ma'am. And can I have your first and last name?
Tina Ehrman, E-H-R-M-A-N.
Okay, yes, ma'am. And can you go ahead and verify your shipping address for security purposes?
Uh-huh. It is 455 Gibbs Street, New Waverly, Texas, 77358.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, so I do see here you have our Hype Watch and Hype Pods.
What is
that? A watch and ear pods.
Oh, yes, from a few weeks ago, but they've already charged my bank account for that.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, so let me go ahead and explain to you what happened here. So on the 6th of this month, you did sign up for a 14-day trial of those pods and watch.
No. I don't know what was in the fine print, and that may be my fault. I'm not absolutely admitting it into not reading the fine print. But that was some type of survey where that was offered free. And now I realize those two very small debits were probably for some shipping and handling and postage. But I do not want those things. I mean, they're still in the box.
Yes, ma'am, I do understand. That watch and those pods, those are some very good watch. I do have them myself, and I do recommend them.
Uh-huh.
What I can do for you is I can go ahead and offer you a 35% discount.
No. Thank you, but no. I call that deceptive trade practices, and I do not want that. So just tell me who to send them back to if that's necessary. But I want you to remove and credit back my account for this $69.97.
Yes, ma'am. If you'll just give me 1 second. Okay, ma'am. So I can even go up to a 50% discount on those.
No.
No.
Thank you. No.
Yes, ma'am. So what I can do for you is I can give you the earbuds for free.
No, ma'am. Thank you. What you can do for me is to cancel this whole thing, return my money, and we'll go on like this did not happen.
Yes, ma'am. I do understand. What you'll have to do for me is return that watch and pods, and I can give you that address.
Uh-huh.
And we will.
And I suppose that when you receive it, you'll credit my account back, correct?
Correct.
That's incorrect. That's not acceptable. You either we come to an agreement that you refund my money before we get off this phone, or I'll talk to your supervisor or manager.
I do understand, ma'am, but for us to give you a full refund on those watch and pods, we will have to receive those in the mail.
Again, This is not acceptable. This came totally out of left field. I've already paid some money someplace for something that I didn't recognize when it came in until it took me a day or two to realize it was over that. Watching these earbuds, which are now sitting in my office on my desk, still intact and unopened. I'm not going to send them back and wait for you to refund money. I consider this a invasion of my bank account and my finances, and it's completely unacceptable. So either refund my money and give me a confirmation that you did, I want a confirmation number, or put me on the phone to someone else.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So what I can go ahead and do for you is I can get you transferred to my supervisor. I do apologize for the misunderstanding, but I'll get all the information ready for my supervisor, and I'll have you transferred.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Okay, ma'am. So I did go ahead and get all the information my supervisor will need, and I am going to transfer you over. Thanks for calling customer service, and I hope you have a wonderful day, ma'am.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.